Hello.
Welcome back to Edgy Literature Club, the worst podcast on the internet, where D-Jen and I have an excuse to get belligerently drunk for an hour or two.
Yeah, belligerently drunk and look at anime titties.
Which, I can't even lie, is something that we do on a regular basis as well.
Stone
cold I will sober. Not be getting drunk.
So, we have a very special guest today. We do have our editor, Chico, who is appearing on the show.
Hello!
So, Chico, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah, hello. I'm Chico. CELC, cheating on your spouse. CELC, girl on girl on girl on girl on girl on guy on child. CELC, forks on office girl. CELC, giving shit a whirl. CELC, my big hero decrypt is rape, then body's a file.
I've read just about every doujin type that there is. I enjoy all of it, except I don't enjoy half of it. Basically...
can you elaborate on
agree.
That, Chico?
What do you mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. You know, like, there's some where it's like, the art, it's great. The story, it's interesting. But there's just something I just don't like. Anything that Yume likes, I probably will not.
Hey,
for the exact reasons that she does like it.
Let's not personally attack people's taste here, please, Chico.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut that out.
No, it was funny!
So yeah, I'm a big fan of big muscle girls. That shit's cool. I like
Guy
vanilla.
Muscle.
I like a childhood friend. I like
that's awesome.
You know, wholesome shit. That stuff keeps me going. It's cool. It's hip.
Sorry.
That's why you added vanilla life fuel to the song.
Yeah, that's why.
I did add vanilla life fuel to the song because I dislike every other one of those.
Oh yeah, and in case you guys didn't know, Chico is also the amazing singer and producer of our theme song.
Oh yeah, I also made all the theme songs, all this atrocious music.
Chico,
he's also
Chico,
bankroll,
you made
yes.
That shit's great.
We love Chico here. Look, I played what? your opening on a stream with like 50 people watching it, and everybody loved it. So,
yay! Yep. Oh god.
You're very talented. We appreciate you a lot, Chico. Chico is basically the backbone of everything creative that I do online. I need to put him on payroll immediately.
Yeah.
Chico's also filthy rich, so women on Twitter,
no.
Please DM
yeah,
him.
Yeah, Chico's filthy
he
rich.
Unironically
he drives a Lamborghini and has posters of himself up on his bedroom wall. So, single women over the age of 18, please give him a call on the phone, a DM on Twitter, slide into the Discord DMs, you know, hit him up.
This is where I say my phone number, right?
Yeah. Give us your phone number, Chico.
Okay.
Also, just so you guys know, Chico is actually insanely hot, and I am a very straight male.
I mean, is
but...
that why Chico has two life-size fucking posters of himself on his wall?
Dude, I love those posters so
Dude, they're
much.
So bad.
They are so fun.
He turned on his webcam when we were recording the first episode, and he just goes, "Hey, do you guys want to see my shrine to myself?"
They're life-size, they've got me posing on them. They're awesome.
They're horrific.
I mean,
he's the American Psycho.
Why don't you put anything else on your walls?
Yeah.
I literally don't have anything else on my walls, or I didn't for the entire last year.
I just love thinking about, like, Chico bringing a girl home and just being like, yeah, so this is my bed, this is my desk, this is me, this is also me. And they're gonna be staring
that.
At you the entire
I've
time that we bang.
Put one on every wall and the ceiling, so no matter what position she's in, she's still looking
at you. Yeah, you should absolutely.
You also need a
put,
bread spread with
put
your face
an
on it.
An entire poster of yourself on the ceiling. That way, like, she'll be on her back for like missionary. She'll look up and just be looking you dead in the eyes.
that's a good idea. All right, podcast.
Yeah. Porn.
Oh yeah, we're doing that, aren't we?
We are recording an episode of the podcast that I roped you all into, Jim, in case you forgot where you were.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to remember where you are when you're old, but...
Yeah, I'm already developing
old and drunk
disease.
Dude, my eyes are so wonky right now. I'm like...
That's called being belligerently drunk.
Anyway,
I'm going first.
Did you bring us today's snail?
I have brought you. I'm gonna butcher this, but Himitsu no Ren Ketsu Shario. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's do it a is Google a... Translate on that real quick.
Yeah, let's get a Google.
I think that would be a good addition.
Jacob just can put that in later.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll do it.
The tags. It's a train, you know, Chikan
okay,
kind of thing.
Okay, read through the tags, please. Give us some tags.
Okay, fine. The tags are anal, school girl uniform,
Shurikon.
Nice.
Yaoi.
Wait, Yaoi. Nice. No!
Males only.
Nice.
Cross dressing.
Nice.
Tom girl.
No! Nice.
Chikan. And Joso Semi, but I have no idea
Let's
what that tag actually is.
No,
why?
So, moving on.
So, before you start this, I would just like to make you aware that I have gone my entire life without reading a single Yaoi doujin, and you are about to break that 21-year
really?
Streak, and I'm so mad at you for it.
It's about to happen
well,
twice in
well,
one podcast.
I also haven't read one, and my streak's longer, so...
Okay, so we begin. Our protagonist is catching the train, if you didn't get that by the tags. And they're saying, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I want to know if I have become even more like a girl. I'm just making sure, that's all. And then they get on the train. And I guess they were worried about, like, someone finding out that's, oh, wait, you're a cross-dresser, you know? But, like, they didn't get find out, so, like, wow, girls can't even girls can't tell. And then, you know, Japanese trains are pretty, cramped, you know, everyone's packed in like a sardine.
I can vouch, I've been there.
And, someone pushes up onto them.
Okay, I would just like to make it clear that, Japanese government, if you're watching this, under no circumstances should you ever let D-Gen back into your country, where the age of where the age of consent
so much money.
Is 13. Please never let him return.
Hey, actually, that's a common misconception. There's only 13 in, like, two
Yeah, of course you would know that.
Uh-huh, D-Gen, which prefecture?
Are those the prefectures you went to?
Not those ones.
Anyways, Japanese government.
So that's for next time.
Right now, if you're watching this, please do not let this man into your country.
Yes.
He is a danger
the
to society.
Of the Japanese government must look into Yume's eyes.
Anyway.
Me just spreading the good news, warning people about being a bad D-Gen being a pedophile. Snail just desperately trying to discuss his Yaoi doujin.
Subject.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm getting
oh, D-Gen. It's like, oh, D-Gen's a predator. Oh no. Anyway.
It's literally that one video of that like British dude on the talk show that's like, oh no.
Yes.
Anyway.
Stephen Fry.
Yeah, it's Top
Have
Gear.
You ever heard of Alien versus Predator? Well, what if the alien was the predator?
Okay, let's not talk about aliens right now. I'm having PTSD attacks.
Yeah, we're focusing on predators.
Anyway,
back to the doujin.
The reason we're here.
By the way, if you want context for that, you gotta go follow what's your Twitch?
Follow
YouTuber
on Twitch if you want context.
You may
feel that.
Snail, you're on Twitch too, right? What's your Twitch again?
Snail.
Snail on
it's
Twitch.
Just snail
on Twitch. Just the word snail. Anyway, so we continue. So this cross-dressing person has a person rubbing up on them, and you know, the thighs of this cute and funny person in front of
the
them.
The thighs of
is
this,
rubbing up on them.
The thighs of this.
I was about to say we can't say that.
Oh.
The thighs of this very legal adult in front of me are rubbing on my cock.
That is why I said cute and funny.
There are plenty of legal adults that are under 5 foot tall.
The thighs of
this
very legal adult woman. Mm. Moving on.
Well,
moving on.
Anyway, so this person is really worried about getting mistaken for molester because, you know, they got a legal adult rubbing up against them, and like, they like that.
I mean, to be fair, anytime anyone legal has rubbed up against my thighs, I've had the same reaction.
D-Gen, please never speak again. Chico, please cut that out.
I'm gonna stretch out that silence. In fact, I'm leaving it in and stretching out the silence to be a second or two longer. And then I'm cutting out my admission of the
Okay, continue, Snail.
Yeah, so this person, like, you know, they're really under pressure because, you know, it's getting bigger. And then they're like, wait a minute. This person also has a boner.
Oh.
And then we go to the next one. It's like, no way, this cute and funny person is a boy.
And then they were gay.
Like, exactly. And they're like, do you think there's another cross-dresser besides me in this passenger car? What are the chances? You know, this definitely happens every single day in Japan.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm reading the text.
They're like, anyway, I should move on.
My experience on train.
Chico, you good? Dean, could you repeat what you just said?
This is exactly my experience when I was on a Japanese train. My penis rubbed up against so many other penises.
Dijin, you got molested on a Japanese train?
No. Dijin's
out here frauding on the train.
Dijin, dude, not molestation, it's mutual.
Look, dude, I know we've had a lot of very deep talks, but I am in fact not a therapist, so I think you should see someone about that instead of discussing your molestation on the podcast.
They wanted to report me, so I stopped seeing my therapist.
It's just more... Okay, Chico, I need you for this next line that I'm about to say to make a little edit of me with a case file.
Yeah,
so
go for it.
This, I would just like to say that this is being added to the case that I'm building against D-Gen for the Australian Ed.
You may have my address as well.
I'm noting that down. I have a copy of his license. I have his full address, full legal name, and his place of work. I am filing this information away. We'll catch him someday, boys.
You know who isn't going to get caught? These two on the train.
Oh, good segue. Continue.
Yeah, the text on the right side of page 5 is cracking me up. I'm using it
Wait,
it's so fucking funny.
His cute dick is hitting against me.
By any chance, is this cute and funny person a molester? You know, you ever just get molested on the train?
I like how he's getting molested by a very legal adult.
And then, you know, he starts getting groped. You know, they're taking off his pants. You know, they both just go,
oh, shit, he was
swords out.
Why is there a finger in the asshole? How is nobody noticing that?
Very nice.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You know, because if we look at the panel beforehand, like, look at where they're standing. Like, you know, they're just in the middle of the
He just pulled up his skirt and shoved a finger in his asshole. They're in the middle of the train car. There's no way people notice this.
I don't think there's much continuity in this, because if you notice, like, later they'd move again, like... Anyway, it's like, you know, they're in the middle of
the
all these people.
By showing us continuity errors.
Yeah.
I'm invested
you know,
in
and, like, this
story.
Person just, like, pulls his cock out and just starts rubbing it in the middle of his train. Then he nuts, and, you know, that goes everywhere. The door's open.
Wait, hang on. Look at how fucking big the thumb looks. Do you see how colossal that shit is? On the bottom?
Wait, where?
That shit is as big as the other guy's
the
hand.
Thumb.
The thumb.
Which thumb am I looking at?
It looks like...
On the very bottom panel, the one that's holding the dick, look at how giant that fucking thumb is.
It looks like one of the morphs in Lisa.
I would just like to point out this line of dialogue on page 8 that just says, "A molester made me come."
Anyway, so this person clearly went there to, you know, do that. Or they said they didn't, but then the other person stops them from leaving because they wanted to leave. Like, we just met. Are you leaving already? And, you know, the train behind them is empty. But then if you look at the next panel, it's full.
Yeah, what?
What's that about?
Damn, gaslighting the person.
Anyway, so they're right next to the door now. You know, if you're cute, you can just get away with anything.
I skipped ahead, and I'm on page 11 right now, and I'm very confused as to how this is just allowed.
Yeah, so
there's nobody.
I'm on page 10 right now, so they just literally just start making out in the middle of the train car.
Please go to page 11 where they just full on start doggy style fucking in the middle of a crowd.
Yeah,
look, not gonna lie, I've done that, but you know
what,
D-Gen!
What?
Have I not told you guys the story?
Oh,
no.
God.
No, well, it's not a story for the podcast because it's IRL shit.
Oh, God, DJ.
Okay. Anyway, so, like, you know...
You're
they,
telling us later. By the way, if you want to hear the recording that I'm secretly going to take of DJ discussing his sex escapades, they'll be on our Patreon.
Oh, I could make an entire podcast just about that.
Moving on.
Anyway, so like you may said, these people are just basically naked in the middle of this train, and no one notices them.
Oh, they've noticed. They're like, secretly recording, like Yume's gonna do.
Like, I can't hold it back any longer. And then just, like, stick it in, like,
No, we didn't need you to act out the moaning.
We didn't need that.
Make sure you do every single and ah. Make sure you do all of those.
And like, oh my god, snail, it's so big.
And I mean, like, trains are pretty loud, but, like, you know, they're standing right next to the door, and there's, like, a lot of space around them. There's, like, no people. Like, if people should definitely notice this. I'm like, hey, you're too loud.
You're too loud.
They're like, we're going to be fine now. Right, it's now. Like,
you're too loud. Oh, I'm having a lot of fun. Me literally bending over with my skirt lifted up, showing my full fucking asshole dick and balls wasn't obvious enough?
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah. And then look at this next panel. It's like on page, what page is this? 12? 13? 13? Just like doing the pickup thing.
Yeah, nobody's like, noticing this at all.
That's subtle.
I mean, look, to be fair, I'm oblivious to most things. I probably wouldn't notice if I was standing next to them.
And then they're like, ooh, can I do it inside? It's like, yeah, why not?
No, you can't.
Then,
you'll get his.
I don't know what the fuck this position is, because like now they're against the door, like holding him up. Like,
bro, absolutely everybody noticed. They just felt too fucking awkward to say anything.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, ignore him.
Page 15, right? Look at how fucking loud that nut was.
Can I just ask? Are most yaoi doujins guys with tiny penises?
No.
No.
I would also like to point out that they are indeed uncircumcised.
I am also uncircumcised. That's weird. I'd just like to point that out.
Your dick looks like a little weird worm then, D-Gen.
No, you guys are just American. You wouldn't get it.
Anyways, yeah, so
that's an American thing.
Wrapping up this, because I can't take any more pain, he pulls out, the semen plops onto the floor, and then they say they're going to ride the car tomorrow as well, and that they'll bang again. The end. Can we move on from the gay porn now?
All right.
Yeah, we can
move on to the discussion, the post-dojin discussion of the gay porn.
Post-dojin discussion time.
Gays here.
I support the gays! That doesn't mean I want to read it!
I want to read it.
Anyways, post-dojin discussion.
It's cute.
I like their designs, I'm just disappointed that they're men.
0 out of 10, I didn't know.
I mean, you mean, basically, they're basically girls. That's just...
Yeah, what part of that?
No, because the thing is, they're not trans, they're just cross-dressers. So they still identify as males.
Yeah.
So this is still but they are in fact gay.
They're not gay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the first person is a bit of an egg.
I mean,
the first person is an egg who wants to be perceived as a female no matter what. The second person is just a cross-dresser.
Well, we don't really learn about the thoughts of the second person. They very well could be in the same position.
Yeah, true. But the first guy was like, at the start, he was like, if I do this, I can be more like a girl.
Okay, well, with the information that I was presented about the second person, they are a man.
They are both men.
They are both men, from what I have been presented here. They are both men, and I do not enjoy gay porn. I have not enjoyed gay porn since I was 8 years old and discovered emo gay boys Well, look, I was going through my emo phase, I was going through my scene phase, and I discovered cute emo twinks banging each other, and it was the peak of life for me at that point in time.
If you look like the people in this dojin, please DM me.
Oh no!
Anyways, rating time.
I'll go. I thought it was good. It was short, which was kind of nice and refreshing. There wasn't much in terms of character development and realism.
There was some growth, though.
There was some what?
There was some growth.
A lot of growth.
There was some growth. There was some growth.
There was a little bit. Their dicks got a little bit bigger by the end.
See, Chico knew where I was going.
I think
we all did. We're just trying to be subtle about it.
I'll give it like a 6, and I'll say that it could have been a 7 if there was a second part.
I'm gonna give this a 3 out of 10. And the 3 is only because the character designs are cute. But the continuity just didn't make sense. There's no way the people around them would not have noticed that amount of banging. Like, it wasn't realistic. It was not realistic. So for those reasons, I'm giving it a 3.
I'm going to give it a DJ? 0.
Why? Why 0?
Jesus Christ, what? Dude.
A 0?
Hey, look, we're literally talking about shit that we can get off to. If I can't get off to it, it's a 0.
That's fair. DJ's a straight man, that's fair.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys a snail? And what is your rating on this?
I like it, yeah. Obviously.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked it. It's not the best out of what I've got.
Hey, you never start off with the best, man. We've got to do a gradual build-up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I would give that, like, a 7.
Okay.
It's pretty short. It's short and sweet. You know, okay, snappy.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
It's good. Bow.
Okay, so we are back. I didn't get the screen shared.
What do you mean we're back? We never left. I didn't get
it screen shared. One second. I'm sorry! Okay.
Yume is presenting. Presenting what?
My screen.
You gonna go take us through the tags?
Yes, I am. Let me get it pulled up. Okay. Alright, 3, 2, 1. Fuck, why is it not...
And start recording.
3, 2, 1.
No. Okay, anyways. 3, 2, 1.
Shit.
3, 2, 1, go.
Stop counting down. Just start.
Okay. So this is the dojin that I brought. I think it's funny that Chico mentioned earlier that he liked that Snails was very short because this one is 180 pages. so it's called.
Yeah, that's why it's a good thing Snails are short.
So it's called Boku no Otona Shokugyo Taiken, which translates to My Adult Work Experience. It's chapters 1 through 7. The tags on this include Big Breasts, Group, Soul Male, Nakadashi, Ew. Blowjob, nice. Shotokan, nice. Incest, Femdom, Sister, Perfect. Harry, Harem, Huge Breasts, Handjob, and Compilation.
I'm not a fan of, like, any of those.
Nobody fucking asked, I'm a fan of most of those.
That's a lie. I'm a fan of, like, almost all of those.
Oh, that is a porn ad. What is it? Oh.
No free clout on the podcast.
I got a porn ad. This is a very aggressive porn ad. She's getting the shit fucked out of her. Anyways.
I don't see the porn ad.
So we open up with our protagonist, Fuji, who is currently in school. College! Because he's an adult!
You guys don't call college school?
I
like how this dojin has DMCA warning.
Yeah, it
does.
It has a DMCA warning.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, no reproduction or republication without written permission.
I'll blur out the DMCA.
Oh, yeah, look, that's fine.
So they're doing their future career path assignment. They got to finish it before the end of break. So he comes home to his sisters.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There is such a thing as too big.
Nah. Okay. So the cool thing is that they all have different boob sizes, and they're all very different. My personal favorite is, I mean, you can imagine who I would self-insert as. Yes, the one on the right side.
The back one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The one on the right side with the long black hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Right? So anyways. Yeah,
from what I can see, what? I'm liking the one in the front.
So this is his sister and her friends that have all gotten together. They get together once a month. So he says hi. They go and eat with him. He's getting nervous because they're all pretty. That's his older sister, by the way. The one with her hair pulled back into the bun. The one that DJ liked.
I'd pull her hair back.
So he's like talking to them about.
I don't get it either. Don't worry.
So he's like talking to them about how he's stressed. And they let them know, like, everybody here works in a different field. You could try shadowing each of us for job experience, right? So we get introductions to the girls.
Reasonable.
So we have Ayano Fuji, who's his older sister. We have Miyuki Kita, who's my favorite. We have Nozomi Inui, who's kind of, like, punky and cool. Keiko Akaishi, who is the big-tittied cow-looking bitch. And then Akemi Okuho, who's, like, shy and librarian-looking. So it's all decided. He's like gonna shadow with all of them, and he decides to start with my favorite girl, Miyuki. So we move on here. She is a chiropractor at a beauty salon. Okay, so he's the one that she likes the most. Odd. He feels the most comfortable with her. All of that. We get a nice little shot of her ass.
Nice.
Nice little shot of her giant tits covered in sweat. It's great.
Jugs.
Yes.
So. Man, those aren't jugs. They're like fucking cakes.
I like her a lot because she says, there's not really a big reason why I decided to do this job. I just wanted a job where I could help people, right? And look at how pretty she looks here. Look at that. She's gorgeous, dude.
See, when it just shows her face, I'm into her. But when it shows the rest of the body, it's kind of like, ugh.
No, dude, she's hot as fuck.
I don't know. I'm looking at those milkers on that last page.
He says, nobody's here. They're off for today. She got permission from her manager to let them in after hours. She's going to teach them how to do a beauty treatment. So she starts going through all the pressure points on her body with him.
Is she going to teach him how to do facials?
Nice. No, she's a chiropractor, D-Gen. Keep up.
I mean, she said beauty treatment. Facials are beauty, right?
She's not doing a facial. She's a chiropractor. So she's teaching him.
She's not doing a facial yet.
She's teaching him about all of the pressure points on her body. She's letting him, like, touch her all over. He's all excited because women are soft and she smells good. And then she puts him in some real tight, tight shorts while she does a treatment on him. Yeah. So then she goes up to his groin area.
Oh, damn.
He's freaking out because she's real close to his penis. It starts growing. He's freaking out. And then she notices. She looks all shocked. And then she decides, very well. And she starts touching his little Shota penis.
Grown man penis.
Grown man penis. His very grown adult college student penis.
You mean these black bars?
So he starts, yeah, the black bars.
I don't see color, Snow.
This is really bad censorship.
It really is, it's so funny. but anyway, so she starts asking him about a girl that he likes. Look at that face, dude. Look at how good that is. Look at how fucking good this panel is.
It's not, the eyes, the one with the eye specifically is quite good.
Yes. Work can be fun, she's accumulated a lot of stress, blah blah blah, she's giving him a hand job, he nuts. I like this shot of her holding his dick that just says, "Come!" Anyways, it came out, he's freaking out, he's never nut before, and then she fucks him. And this is great. This is amazing. This is beautiful. I love this so much right here.
She's thick.
She's got some giant tits, and I love it.
You know what? Go back one page. What, one more page? Yeah, that one.
She's thick.
So you know what I really appreciate, right?
Yes.
So, look, I'm not a fan of how giant her fucking tits are, obviously. But the fact that they put the detail in to give her that little bit of, like, a belly, like, literally 90% of real women have.
That's why
no
I really
one has
like
a fucking flat stomach.
Yep.
I appreciate the realism.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. The art in the Stojin is very, very nice. So they're fucking. She's fucking them. They're banging. Something soft and big. And then she smothers him in her gigantic tits. God. And it's
tits
great.
Like,
I need this so bad, dude. I need this. The tits are bigger than his literal head. I need this so bad.
Jared's gonna have to get implants, damn.
He goes, these are her boobs. And then he starts sucking on them. This is my favorite section, right? Look at how great that is. So he nuts inside of her. She said, it's all right. Today is a safe day. Do you still want to do it? They keep banging. Tiny boy, large woman, they keep banging. It's great. I love this ending shot here. It's so good. D-Gen, just imagine it's like giant test porn.
See, here's the thing. I'm into the exact opposite. I was having a conversation with Sid earlier today saying that I want a really tiny, like, 7-inch tall girlfriend that's like a fairy.
Yeah.
You know,
and
they can wrap their entire body around your dick.
But anyways, after that, she cleaned him off and she drove him home. She gave him her phone number, said, let's meet again at the end. Right? He's all happy because, like, his body feels light. He was like, my massage worked. He's thinking about her tits and her asshole for some reason. Yeah, it's good. He's, like, daydreaming about
banging. You know
what?
I just remembered something.
Yes.
I sent you a DM on Twitter recently of some art I found that is very relative to this.
Yeah, I'll look at it in a sec. Anyways, she's worried. His older sister's worried because she thinks he's caught a fever. He compares that to her kissing him, so he starts freaking out, blah, blah, blah. It's great. So now we're on to Nozomi-san, who's she's like the punky one, right? And then she's a photographer, right? So this naked portrait that she has hanging on her wall is actually her older sister. she's hot. She's a freelance photographer. She's very hot. So they're doing a cosplay photo shoot with like some half naked girls that he's shadowing on today.
Oh God.
So he gets a boner. She notices. She does a little hmm with her eyes.
Narrowed. I love that noticing shot.
Yeah, right. So she gives off a faint, pleasant smell mixed with tobacco.
Oh, she's just like
and
me.
Then she asks him, Hiro, you had an erection during the shoot, didn't you?
Called him out.
And then he's like,
imagine
do you get excited?
Not being enough of a man to just be like, of course I fucking
well, he's a college student. But anyways, true, so true. She's saying, to get better at photography, it would be a good idea to get used to naked bodies. So she strips. Look at that shot, dude. Come
okay, yeah, she's
on.
Nice.
Look at that.
She's nice.
She puts him right up against her, says, for starters, let's practice like this. Right? How good is this? How fucking good is this?
Oh my goodness, that is...
And she says, hey, no hiding, we're doing this so that you can get used to it. Look at how close her nipple is to his mouth right now.
She got a mole on there?
Yep. And she says, take a good look at them, take a picture once they're in focus. She's a cute little mole on her left boob.
It's the Marilyn Monroe.
So he starts taking pictures of her boobs, her nipples get hard, he's taking shots of,
why
like...
Why did her areola grow?
And he says...
That's true.
Now then, this is the next place. Look at that. Oh, God.
Damn, she got that tiny slit. Holy
dude,
shit.
Dude, that's so good. That's so nice. Look at that. I'll make it so that you can see even easier and then she, like, spreads it. God, that's so nice. And then she says, let's take some photos together. And he starts taking pictures of her giving him a blowjob.
Damn, where were all the women like this when I was in college?
So, she says, she basically edges him. Like, she gets him right to the edge and then she stops, right? She's like, are you getting used to it yet? She puts a condom on, and now they're gonna bang.
Yeah, see, that's where I would have left.
So they're banging now. She says, you can't be such a tease with those shallow thrusts of yours. You gotta give me more. Meanwhile, she's taking pictures of him the entire time.
She's gonna blackmail him.
So, they're still banging. There's a lot more of them banging.
She's committing a felony.
No, she's not. She hasn't blackmailed him yet. It's not definitely until she blackmails him.
Went along with the photography thing. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Look, she came too, man. He's an absolute Chad. He made her come too. So they come together. They're very happy. They keep banging again and again and again, as like before. I like this ending shot here. Look at how cute that is.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Look
that's
how good that is. He looks all shy and scared. Anyways, by the way, she says, you're not a virgin. You've already done it with Miyuki.
Oh, she knew.
She figured it out.
She knew. So anyways, look, that's the shot that they did before. To think I helped with this, it makes me proud. He's like, I fucked two people already. Is this going to be okay? No, you're good. So this is where D-Gen's going to check the fuck out. But she calls the next girl, Kiko, the like mommy milkers bitch, and goes, I've got something interesting to tell you. So she's like the mommy of the group, right? Like
yes.
Big. We're on to the mommy now. She's a preschool teacher. How great is that?
Nice.
So she says, okay, everyone, it's time to play. He's playing with the kids. She's a nursery teacher. Very cute. Very cool. She's holding a bunch of children. Out of everyone...
Her breasts are as big as the child's.
Out of everyone in out of everyone in the girls only gathering, she's the one that enjoys eating the most. She's so calm and likes kids, such a nice person. Anyway, first is playing,
God,
taking
so
a stroll, nap time. So she goes, I do it anyway because I love little kids.
Wow, I know someone else who does who likes them as well.
You guys
ominous.
Are friends.
Ominous.
I don't like little
dude,
kids.
Dude, look at
they're
how fucking big she is, though. She's a large woman.
Yeah, how tall do you think she is?
Except for her fucking head.
Anyways, so we learn that he's a class representative of school. He's trying to do his career path, blah, blah, blah. She goes, if you take things too seriously, you'll get tired, but shall your one-san take care of you? And then she puts him on her lap. Look at her boobs are, like, dwarfing him.
They almost come down to her thighs. She's almost literally crushing him between her thighs and kids at the same time.
So she says, "You've been through a lot. I think I'll give you a break. Understanding children's minds is important for childcare." I shouldn't compare, but she's the biggest tits of any woman I know. So his dick gets hard, right? She's like, "Ah, your penis is getting big. You have a really lively cock, don't you?" And she reaches and touches it.
Lively is an interesting word.
Oh no. I know where this is going.
So she
They're gonna have sex, aren't they?
Speaking of which, Miyuki and Nozomi-chan, you had sex with them, right? So she's giving him a hand job, and she pulls out her giant fucking tit and basically is like breastfeeding him while she's giving him a hand job. Look at how big it is,
dude. Time for my boobs.
Sucking on my tits like a baby while I squeeze your dick.
Damn,
dude,
she has
look
a
at how large that is. Anyways.
You could fit a nuclear bomb in her bust.
So he nuts, and she gives it a nice, I love this facial expression. Look at that.
In the bottom left?
Bottom left. Look at how fucking
good that is. Oh, yeah.
We are all bottom left today.
Look at how good that is, man. Anyways, next is she get. Look at how tiny his dick looks compared to her tits.
You could have the biggest dick in the world and it still looks tiny in there.
She says, next is this, so she gives him a tit job. You can't even see his dick because her tits are so
massive.
Can't
even see it, yeah.
I like this shot of her mouth. Look at that shot of her mouth. Yeah, D-Gen, I know you like that. Oh. I know you like that.
I
know you got a mouth fetish, motherfucker. I know you like that.
I have big mouth fetish.
Anyways, so she's...
Yeah, it's a guy.
She gave him a blowjob / tit job. She keeps telling him he's a good boy. It's looking good. Now she,
nice.
And then she goes, okay, now it's time for you and my pussy to play together.
Wait, I thought that was her pee hole.
So, he puts it in.
Bruh.
It's the same.
And look, she also has a bit of a belly, which is nice.
Yeah, where are women?
She has a lot of a belly.
She's cute, though.
She's very,
very
thick. She's extra thick.
Look, so they're banging. Her boobs are shaking so
much. She's thicker than a Dairy Queen shake.
She says that he really likes boobs. He can suck on them as much as he likes, so he's just constantly sucking on them. I really like this shot of her just, like, dwarfing him.
Man, she dwarfs 6'9" people.
So yeah, they're going, he nuts, and then she starts sucking immediately because she's not done. And she keeps saying more and more, it's okay for you to be spoiled by me.
Oh God,
right?
Look at the shading on the tongue at the top.
I know, dude. Look at that.
Tongue? What?
Look at that. Look at
what
the shading on that tongue.
Top of 71, the shading.
I like
that.
Oh, boy.
God, that's so nice, dude. All of us are just collectively horny.
Yeah.
This dojin is
that's,
so
that's
good.
Why I drink every time, because then I can't do anything about my horniness.
Anyways, so they nut together, all of that. Again, another shot of him being absolutely tiny. She asks if it's good, and she says, you can come back and get spoiled by me anytime that you want. And then she takes him to get food on the way home. So now we're
really
with the
awesome.
Librarian-looking bitch. She's a novelist. And she says, this is kind of sudden, I have one request for you, that we have, I would like for you to tell me about having sex. And she's all shy, because she's a virgin.
Ew!
So she's a romance novelist, right?
I know, imagine being a virgin.
So, she's a romance novelist. So, I love this page. Akemi Okuho, a romance novelist. Major works include Love the Maiden, and Pureness is Pretty. She deals with the subtleties of the hearts of men and women, but she's notoriously difficult to get to know, and she's still a virgin. Therefore, with regards to the sexual depictions in her work, they're all written inexperienced, and she's been concerned about that. So she heard that he's been banging, so she decides to ask him to tell her about sex. And she's all shy and cute and giant. I like her sweater a lot, the turtleneck. Look
your
how cute her face is,
thing.
Man. Look at that.
So the artist is really good with
right?
like, the facial
the
expressions.
Art is so good here. So she goes...
Not so much with the censorship.
Yeah, so she goes, let's start with a kiss. Should I take off my glasses? Look at her... Oh, fuck. Look at her mouth here, Deedon.
They have
sorry,
the little...
mouth, huh?
Look at her mouth here.
The little steam effects.
The little steam.
Yeah.
Say...
Look at that, the tongues. Fuck. Look at that, the tongues. And then the spit trail here. Ugh. So she says, take it off. So her tits are also giant. She says he can touch them. So he's touching them. He's playing with them. He's teaching her now. He's very experienced, right? So he says he's going to touch her down there now. So he starts, like, fingering her. He's very excited. I like the, like, wetness that's coming off here. It's very nice. Anyway, so they, like, 69, right?
Yes.
And then she squirts. And then she says it's a safe day, so let's bang. He says she really is a virgin, so he takes her virginity. Right, she got her virginity taken by a college student!
Definitely a college student.
So anyways, yep, they definitely. Bang. He's moving. By the way, this is a great shot here. Look at that. Ugh, yes.
It's a really good shot.
So, they bang. They're banging. Lots of banging happening here. So, he came really fast. She said it's really in there. They're still going. They're still going. And they just come and bang and bang. Look at the...
Look at how many balls of tissues are there.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. look at the face here. God, it's so good. The art is so good, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so they nut a lot. He looks all shy. He says, how much longer? Just a little bit more. Because she wrote, like, an entire, like... This is so graphic, it's almost erotica. You could be an erotic novelist. So she basically writes erotica after they bang, right? So now we're on the actual sister. So, my parents are busy with work. My sister was the one who helped me grow up. She finds herself in a predicament. She's a bartender, yeah. So, part-timer's kid canceled at the last minute. She decides to shadow him. All the girls come in. Yeah, so there's my favorite again. All the girls come in. He shows off his skills to the girls. He gives them an oil massage. Yeah. Have you decided on a career path yet? They're talking about the career path. You ultimately ended up fucking all the other girls, right? So, Nozomi's like, there's no point in hiding anything. Like, finger me right now. We've all banged. So this is a really nice shot. Mm. Very nice, very nice, very nice. And they end up having a threesome. Yeah.
Nice.
Look at the tongue here, D-Gen. Look at that!
I'm purposely not doing that.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Scroll down. It's better.
Look at that.
Yeah.
D-Gen, look at this page.
I fucking hate you all.
DJ's cock is just, like, rock hard right now, for the record.
It's really not, because I'm drunk.
Anyways, so they're like, don't come yet, like, you'll make us feel good with your cocks. So he's banging both of them at different times, right? They're on top of each other. Mm. And then she puts the other girl's boobs in her mouth and starts sucking on them. So she freaks out, like, Nozomi, you're sucking on my tits now, what? So she squirts, and he's going to fuck the next one. They're all banging. It's very nice. Very good. Very fun. Look at how cute. Now it's our turn to fuck you. This is a great shot. Now it's our turn to fuck you.
Nice.
It's so good. This is so fucking good.
Oh, they're playing the trombone.
Hero sure is skilled. His dick is nice and hard. Tasty boobs. Okay, so...
I'm a big fan of tasty
boobs. They're banging and banging and banging and banging and banging and banging. Lots of banging, lots of tissues everywhere.
Tasty boobs are definitely better than non-tasty boobs, not gonna lie.
It's better than splurty splurt.
Splurty splurt. So anyways, he goes to help the sister. They're very happy. And then he ends up having to dress up like a girl, so Snail's gonna love this. He had to cross-dress. So that's him. That's the protagonist. Hey,
nice,
here.
Nice.
That's the protagonist. She says, sorry, the only one I can rely on is you. So, the two other girls come in, yeah. They recognize him. Look at her face here. Look at how good that is. The O. So they recognize him. They found him out instantly. She gets so excited. Look at this face.
That reminds me of Hayasaka.
So then, yeah, so then they start touching him up. They're like, it's fine, because we're all girls, right? And then she says he can go home, he's just drinking some water, and his change of clothes got stolen by those two girls, yeah? So he's walking home as a girl, and then they're like, hey, you done with work? Why don't you come have tea with us? If you make so much noise, you'll draw attention. So they basically kidnap him, take him to the Love Hotel, and then they show porn on the big screen to this college student.
Can you say that again?
They show porn to this college student. Porn.
Porn.
Porn. They show porn. Look at this shot. Look at how good that is. Snail, I know you're going to like that. Look at that.
I need that.
They put a vibrator on him, a bunch of sex toys. They're banging. Then they take a bath. Look at that. This shot is so
Why'd they take his wig off?
Why'd they take his wig off?
Anyways, so now they're banging in the bathhouse. Right. Look at his face! Look at his face there, just smothered by tits.
What the fuck happened to you? Holy shit.
Oh, sorry. No, I was grabbing another drink. Sorry.
She's just like me.
Dude, look at his face just smushed in between those gigantic tits. Look at how good that is. Anyways, so he's sucking on the tits. He's in tit heaven. He's having a very fun time. So, they're all banging. They're doing the bang. But I really want to get to, like, the ending of this, because it's the best part. Like, they drew on him, and now they're going... They put the wig back on him, Snail.
Perfect.
He said, why are you making me wear this again? Because it looks so good on you. So they put the wig back on him, now they're going for his asshole.
Nice, nice.
Look at that. Look at how cute they are.
That's a mouth. That was teeth.
He said he thought he was going to die. And they go, but it felt good, though. Anyways. So they come out of the Love Hotel. The older sister spots them. She's so confused. So she's mad at him for banging all of them. She punches him on each side of the head. And then they're like, sorry, it's just that he's too cute. He got so good at sex. He smells very nice. So they're all just like, I love her little tongue face here. Like, oops.
Yeah,
you know, I can vouch. Men that are good at sex have a very distinct smell.
Anyways, you girls, well, I can't really do anything about these relationships. I know they're not bad girls. Doing more than that would be overprotection. Well, anyway, Hero's immoral dick needs to be punished. Look at the sadism in her faces here.
Wow, they're calling his dick immoral when all of them basically molested.
Oh, look at how good that shot is. Look at how good that shot is!
Oh, yeah.
His dick is very springy.
Look at that. Oh, God, it's so good. So anyways, this is the best part.
Springy.
To think this dick already knows four women. It has been getting bigger recently. It's even pulling back the skin on her own. He's becoming such a nice man. So they pull it back. She's punishing him. She's a sadist. You won't come from just the tip, right? Look at those veins. She said, I might have always wanted to do this. Look at your tongue there. This is a sister. Look at the tongue, D-Gen.
I can see the tongue.
Look at that, D-Gen.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Did you guys hear that, Breathy?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
D-Gen is not happy right now.
I like how D-Gen came in like, I'm not gonna like this. I'm gonna hate this. There's a reason why I picked this. I knew it would appeal to all of us. Look at her blowjob face, too. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so they're holding him still, yeah. They're all going, they're doing their thing. Look at that, Deidre.
I can see.
Anyways, so no time to rest, Hero, so they're not giving him a break. Look, come. You're gonna jam it in us now. But then the next shot is the next two girls. You'll thrust it in a lot and fill us up. And then, oh god, look at that.
Nice.
Oh, look at that. That's so good. So this entire thing is just
he's just like me.
Look at that!
I very often have sex with multiple women.
Look at that. That's so good. I love
nice.
The face of her in the middle here. God, it's so nice.
She's completely separate from everything.
Yeah. Come on, Hero. Stand up properly. Look at that.
Sorry, that was me having a shiver because I'm cold.
Yeah, because you're cold, right? Anyways.
I took my jacket off, alright?
So they have a giant threesome, and then she goes, that's not good. Your punishment hasn't ended yet. We can't. We're siblings. That's what makes it so exciting, with like a heart in her pupil.
Honestly, so
wait,
true.
He's gonna fuck his sister. He's just like
so. He's fucking his sister now. What, DJ? What do you mean? He's just like you. You? DJ.
I'm
anyways,
joking.
So they're all banging. They're my having a look at that face.
Nice.
Ugh, that's why she's my favorite. By the way, I like how they all have stuff, right? So, like, I'll help you, Ayano. I'll take care of his mouth. I'll suck his balls. Let's train his butthole, too.
Let's go!
I just want to point out that I like that no one called me out on that. I said I wouldn't go there because my sister's too ugly. Not I wouldn't go there because she's my sister.
I just chose to ignore that.
We were trying to not talk about that, DJ.
No, no, we need to talk about it.
No, we're good. Anyways, it's
no, we don't.
Anyways, if you want to hear Dijon talk about how much he wouldn't bang his sister just because she's ugly and not because she's his sister, you can catch that on our Patreon.
Our second podcast.
Patreon.
Second podcast, no!
Yes.
Anyways, look at this ending shot. Look at that. Look at that.
Imagine having so much cum in your balls that it fills an entire
uterus. They said, can't get it up anymore? Good job, you did great. He's just exhausted.
He's dead. Dude, there's no...
They murdered him.
Man, this guy does not need a gym.
Anyways, he said, since that day, breakfast is ready. He keeps walking out every morning to them, like, drunk and naked. And he just bangs everybody all the time now. So he said, taking advantage of my graduation, we started renting a big house where I'll live together. Found out what I want to do. Being a housekeeper is closest to that, but this doesn't feel like housekeeping. So they all live together now, just bang constantly, and he cooks and cleans.
Mm.
Yeah, look, today is my free day. Are you free too? Yes. Yup, I'm free too. Bless freedom. I mean, you're all free, and that's why you drank so much, right? Look at him just being crushed by tits.
Yeah.
The end. By the way, there's like a
just like me on a typical Saturday.
There's like a little extra panels here. This is a day at the Fuji's house where they wake him up with head, fuck him, then they bang in the shower, and then it's just like they bang all day.
Mm.
This man does not get a break.
He's not gonna break. Look at that. Just all day. That's his entire day. Being fucked by five beautiful MILF women from dusk till dawn. It is my dream life. But anyways, so that's the end of the dojin. Post-dojin discussion time!
That was great.
It's so good. The art is so fucking good, dude.
I'm a huge fan of that.
I brought this because it has something for every single one of us.
Oh, yeah. I went first last time. Who's going?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dojin rating time. Does anybody else have anything else to say about it in the ratings? Or we'll do it in the ratings. So, dojin rating time. Snail, start us off.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10. See, I mean, the art is really good. I'll admit that. It's really good art. But I'm not, like, a fan of, like, the genre.
Harem?
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Harem. Okay, no, that makes
Snail
sense.
Snail doesn't want women hanging
and the,
off of
the
him.
Art's really good. Like,
okay,
the art is really good from that.
Can the
cross-dressing
section bump it up to a 6?
Okay, fine.
Nice. All right, DJ?
Look. I would also say a 5. Because
what?
Because I have a good reason for this, right?
Okay.
So there was very good art. Mm-hmm. As long as it didn't show their entire body and their head at the same time, it was all right. But for me, the proportions of their head to the rest of their body was just kind of off-putting.
Well, DJ doesn't like giant titty, giant body. But I'm glad that you gave it
it's
at least a 5.
It's not that I don't like giant
titty.
I expected
you to give it a 0.
No. I could definitely nut to that. Those are good mouths. But... Like, if...
Yeah, we know from your...
Like, honestly...
Shut the fuck up.
You what? You wanted me to give him a rating and then you told me to shut up?
No, damn. I said we know that you can get off of this from your... Shut the fuck up.
Oh, fuck off. Anyway, so... I forgot what I was going to say now.
You were giving it a rating?
I'll give it a 5.
A 5? Just a 5.
Damn.
Yeah, just the 5, because the heads are disproportionate to the bodies.
All right, Chico?
Tough crowd. I'm going to give it I'm between like an 8 and a 9 because that was awesome.
Yeah, it's so good,
I hadn't read that one before, but I was a huge fan. I don't really care about like artistic proportions because every artist makes like mistakes, especially with like how long that was.
See, can I just say that definitely was a mistake because the head proportion was consistent.
No, it's not. I'm looking at right now and it looks perfectly fine.
It's only on like side shots where it includes the full body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I don't really care about the proportions.
So what is your final score, Chico?
I'm going to go with a 9.
Nice!
Ooh,
I love that one. I liked it a lot.
Let's go. Chico, your model is frozen. Was no,
it's, I'm, I have my, I have OBS open right now. It looks great in OBS.
Okay, continue what you're saying then.
I was going between an 8 and a 9, so I'm usually not the biggest fan of horror ones, just because there's usually one or two people in it that I find just like off-putting. But I found all of them in this one to be pretty good. I love the photographer. I love the chiropractor. I was a huge fan of honestly every single one of them. Yeah. So I'm sticking with 9. I was really happy.
Yeah,
with
actually, you know what? Can I? I'll bump it up to a 7.
To a 7?
I had a hot chiropractor, but now I have a male.
So you're bumping it up to a 7.
Yeah, let's because go! I had a hot chiropractor and it let me relive a couple of memories.
Hell yeah. So I obviously for me this is a 10 out of 10. This is one of my favorite dojins of all time. I think it's very well done. All of the girls are very unique and interesting and cool and their jobs fit them very well. And the art is just absolutely fucking stunning. Especially like the eyes and the mouths.
Yeah, the art is really good. The story is actually pretty well written.
Yeah, the story is very well written. The art is very good. Like, this is a solid 10 out of 10 for me. Jared, as our special secret guest, what is your rating on this doujin?
Jesus. From what I've seen, like 4 pages?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll scroll 8. Through it very quickly.
8?
Look at that.
8 out of 10.
Taste. My boyfriend has taste. Also, he's gonna watch Kung Fu Panda 2 now.
It's a great
bow. Alright, my turn.
Okay, what did you bring
so
us today?
Mine is this abhorrent doujin. It is called Chinzuri
no,
Bob.
No, Chico, no! Why'd you bring this?
Hey,
Mushu Homo Panel
Girl. Chico found the thumbnails for this song. And this was
my best. All right, I can just go to a different one if you want.
No, it's fine.
That's okay.
It's fine. We can do it. But God,
what do you mean,
abhorrent?
This is perfect.
So bad.
I love this one. This is one of my favorites.
Hey, you can't have a podcast about the worst content from Japan without
actually
showing the worst content.
That's true. So for anybody,
I can do this one instead.
No, this is fine. For anybody that doesn't know, this doujin directly translates to "My best girlfriend is an ignorant homo." This is a worldwide classic.
I love this one. Tags, stockings, anal.
Nakadashi, Shotokan, Yaoi, Males Only, Cross-Dressing, Tom Girl, Big Penis, Unusual Pupils, Condom and Leg Lock.
Sorry, I'm talking quietly because my microphone is like resting against the wall to my aunt and uncle's room. And
you should absolutely let your aunt and uncle know.
At this point, you know, it's 2 a.m.
It looks perfect.
Anyways. All right, so let's go. Let's check out this cover page.
Oh God, this is, by the way, something that was featured in our theme song.
It is in the theme song. Yeah,
it was.
It's one of my favorites.
This is horrific.
All right, so
learning
we start off
with
these two fellas.
We start off with, by the way, the worst line that has ever been said in a doujin: masturbation, anal masturbation. The first lines
you mean
in the
best line?
Masturbation, anal masturbation. I need a fucking shot.
Anal,
I'm
what?
Taking a shot.
All right. So the setup here, we've got these two guys. They're buds, but that's it. They're best friends. One of them is very clearly just a normal guy, and the other one is blatantly hot.
Blatantly
gay.
Are
you saying it's not normal for a man to be hot?
So he's like, anal, what? And he's like, dude, we're talking about anal masturbation. He's like, you mean messing with your ass, right? Doesn't that make you a homo? He's like, no. It's pretty common for straight guys to receive anal massages.
No, it's not,
your
by the way.
Yeah,
first of all, it should be.
I wouldn't
it
say
definitely
common,
should.
But...
You may be saying it's not. It's actually
wait, you know what? Okay, you know what?
I'm pretty
hang
sure
on,
it is
hang
common.
Hang on. Jared, come here.
Not that's
Jared,
a bad example.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
Jared, come here.
Yeah, what's up?
We're having Jared section, Jared advice section.
Okay.
Is it normal for me to give you an anal massage?
No, that's not normal.
Not the two of you, but for couples
in general. We are a couple! Is it normal for couples, males and couples, to receive anal massages from their partner?
From their female partner?
Yes.
Yes.
No. No straight man.
Yeah, would you enjoy it if I gave you an anal massage?
I would not enjoy that.
What?
See, have you tried it, though? That's the thing.
DJN asks if you've tried it.
No.
Then you don't know.
Would Jared be okay
as,
with doing it the other way around?
Look. I don't need to try it because I am an intelligent person. I've read a lot of philosophy books, and I just know, I can tell from, a presupposition that I would not enjoy that.
I just love the model on Yume. Yume's model's mouth was moving the entire time.
Well, yeah, sound activated.
Yeah, of course.
Wait,
it was.
Is this me talking? Am I the VTuber now?
Yes,
yeah, no.
It's sound activated.
You are.
You're fucking up my camera though. All
right.
So anal massages.
You
may. No.
You may's model.
You would not
has,
let me give you an anal massage.
No.
Okay.
So anecdotal evidence aside,
no,
it's pretty common for guys to
still
receive.
Still going. I've tried it. It's not
strangers.
For me, but I know that literally like 70% of my male Australian friends are very much into it.
Okay. Anyways, moving on.
So he's like, it's totally different. He's like, oh, you don't say? I don't get it, but okay. And then he comes over another day. He's like, hey, let's drink today. It began pretty normal with him coming over to drink like he always did. But then once he got drunk, it suddenly turned into a sex discussion. He's like, how have you been masturbating recently? He's like, I guess normal with my hands. And he's like, the best way to do it is with your ass.
Horrible.
That's the voice. That's his voice.
Best way to do it with your ass.
I've been really into it lately, and you know, there's also this there's
I
also this thing where you can do it with
is
each other.
Have a deep voice like that, Chico.
Yeah, you're
the
right.
The best
right.
way to do it is with your ass.
It's with your ass.
The best way to do it's with your ass.
No,
and so he's basically just saying
DJ,
like
his voice absolutely sounds like the best way to do it is with your ass. He's like a 40-year-old
yeah.
smoker woman.
He's a smoker woman. Yeah.
No.
From
yeah,
Boston.
The best way to do it is with your ass.
He's just
he's,
like
he's,
Phil.
He's
forget about it.
From Monsters Inc.
Oh god. And so basically, he's just saying, hog cranking's fine, but there's also this thing where two friends anally masturbate each other with their dicks,
oh, god.
And then he's like, doesn't one dude sticking his dick in another dude's ass usually mean he's a homo? And he's like. Hey, since you broke up with his girlfriend, you're probably feeling the frustration, right?
Hey, this
you want to give it a shot?
Socks. If you keep your socks on, it's
like,
not gay.
Stockings, yeah, for sure. And he's like, whoa, it's seriously huge. He just whips out his dick and just staring at it. He's like, I wonder if it'll really fit. And he's just like getting into it. A little bit suspicious at this point.
The pubic hairs are creeping me out so much.
That's just how pubic hairs look.
I hate that so much.
That is not how pubic hairs look.
That is not how that
looks.
That's somebody
on the bottom
who
right.
stared at pubic hair every single day this week. That is not how they look.
Yeah,
how it
I also
looks.
Look in the mirror.
That's not what I meant, but all right. Moving on.
And so just looking at your dick has my asshole trembling with excitement. And he just spreads open his asshole. And he's like, damn, I can see all the way inside. And it's bright pink. He's like, don't you feel ashamed exposing yourself like that? And he's like,
highlighter asshole.
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? We're both guys, right? What's wrong? Did you get turned on from seeing it? Don't tell me you're actually a homo.
He doesn't really have a clue about how homosexuality works.
All right. This is my favorite. This is my favorite panel ever in a doujin. And he said, I'm just going to put a condom just in case. He says, of course you have to. Not using one would make both of us
Wait,
gay.
What kind of fucking logic is that? What the fuck?
Hey, you know what? If you're wearing a condom, that means your dick's not actually touching a guy. All right,
you
so
know what?
I
you
agree.
Know what? We need the Jared Council in again. Jared!
All
right,
1 second.
Why are you watching the B movie?
Because the B movie fucking slaps.
Why are you watching the B movie?
The B movie's actually great.
Because the B movie's really
Jared,
good.
Jared, can I ask you a question real quick?
DJ wants to ask you a question.
Okay. Dijon, what
like jazz?
Wait, what's the question?
You like jazz?
Do I like jazz? No, not particularly.
Okay, I have a question for you, right? Does it make it not gay if you fuck another dude in the asshole with a condom?
Show him the panel. Show him the panel.
As opposed to not using a condom.
I am looking at the panel. Personally, I don't think the condom makes a big difference.
So it's straight both ways. So it's fine.
Theoretically, if you got fucked in the ass by another dude, would putting a condom on make it less gay?
Yes.
No.
For sure.
No, I don't think that it would. I mean,
Jared isn't on the podcast.
I guess
he's
it would make
normie.
It safer, but like, no. I mean, I would still be gay either way. So.
All right, nice. Thank you for the counsel, Jared. We need a
Jared. To be clear, though,
section.
It wouldn't be any safer spiritually.
Yeah, we're gonna need.
It wouldn't
Jared
make you any safer spiritually.
We need Jared on every single podcast recording muted the entire time, just for me to go, "Hey, Jared, counsel time."
Yeah, exactly what I just said, except louder.
Fuck you, DJen. Anyways, moving on.
All right. I'm putting it in. He's like, first of all, look at how the text on the left here in the white text with the black background, how immediately just like incoherent he is.
Takao!
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I can read that as Takito.
Takao.
And so he's just like, holy shit, my best friend's asshole actually feels kind of good. He's like, I hate to say it, but it's amazing. It feels so much better than my girlfriend. It's okay, I guess. So we've already got a tsundere protagonist.
Amazing.
And then I'm thrusting my hips just as eagerly as if he were a girl.
He's seen the light.
Yeah, and so then they're, you know, pretty standard stuff. This bottom panel, I think this is a little bit gay.
That's so gay.
Just
like
a little bit at least.
So gay.
Yeah.
No, well, it's just a woman squirting.
The condom's on.
In the wrong direction than what it would
Moving
be.
Moving on!
All right, yeah, next panel.
It is ideal.
I really hate this panel on the top right of the asshole with the cum pool. All
right, I'll scroll down.
Thank you.
So this is highlighter asshole is just fucking gaping now. And he came a lot and he's like, all right, let's do this more often. And then he, they just keep doing it. And
this is
like,
how I imagine people are.
Cut that
and they
out!
Just,
we
like,
cannot put that in! We cannot put that in!
Yeah, I will.
Fuck.
And so, basically, they both are trying to justify to the other that the other one is at fault for them just fucking every day. And neither one of them is telling the truth. And then he's like, we don't have any condoms. Aw, gee, what a shame. It would be a shame if we were to continue without a condom. He's like, you want to do it without a condom? He's like, yeah, but if we do it, then that'll basically make us homos. And he's like,
you know, Chico, yes. This is giving me inspiration for what I'm going to bring next
time. Stop laughing at the B movie! It's not a funny movie!
It's so funny.
The B movie
is
a pretty...
hilarious!
It's a pretty funny movie. It's got some moments.
Moving on.
Wait,
how do you expect me to fuck you when I know for a fact that you've just come off watching the B movie?
It's a great movie. What do you want from me? It's a funny
How
film.
How
we are
not
having
fuck
sex
him
tonight.
After that.
Jerry Seinfeld is a funny man.
Moving on.
He is. What's the deal with this airline food?
Moving on.
Chica, you should leave
that
in.
I'm going to leave that in. I'm leaving that part very specifically
on.
In.
Why does his dick look like that? Wait, in this panel here, look
because
at it.
Because he likes jazz.
Which one?
The bottom right. Why does it look like that?
It's curved up.
It looks so weird. It looks like a banana.
Yeah, a lot of guys have that.
No. Not the one on the very right where it's curved up.
Personal experience.
It's like small and slightly.
Oh, I think it's just the angle.
Like that?
I think it's not going straight up and curved to the left.
That's what happens when you start to go soft.
Yeah.
Or are just getting erect.
Dude,
yeah.
I've looked at a dick every single day this week. That is not how it looks.
That's because Jared doesn't
you,
ring
you have a
like
sample size of
while
one.
He's still soft.
Alright.
No comment on how many sample sizes I have.
Alright, that's fair.
I can guarantee 20. You I have a sample size much bigger than you.
20 this week.
You've seen 20 dicks this week?
Wow.
No, Yumi has.
No.
They're all the same one.
Yeah, they're all the same dick.
Alright, moving on quickly.
Do you guys, like, in the US, just, like, not whip your dick out of every opportunity you can? Can we stop talking about Jared's
dick now, please?
I'm talking about just random dudes right now.
Sorry, D-Gen, go on. What were you saying?
Do you people in the US not just, like, whip your dick out at every opportunity?
No, people don't do that here.
It depends on who you're with. Me and my boy Mikey, we just take our dicks out. It's funny.
Okay. Yeah, no, legit. I literally, any opportunity I get, I just whip
Chico,
my dick out.
What do you mean funny?
So, like, we're playing just games at our other friend's house, and our other friend just left the room, and Mikey just, like, took his, like, I was playing on my, I had a 3DS, and I was playing a game, I was looking down, and he just, like, took
guys!
His dick out.
Guys!
No!
I'm telling a story.
No! What? Shadow! Shut up! Shadow subbed to our Patreon on his tier!
Oh my fucking god.
Oh shit!
We're making $63 a month!
Alright, well...
Shadow, just so you know, hearing that made me very erect.
I told Shadow in person that he did not have to sub to this
$50
tier.
He subbed to the $50 Shadow Serpent tier!
Unreal.
I will reimburse you, Shadow, because that's extortion.
Can you give me $50 as well?
Yeah.
He is giving you $50! Once we get the first payment,
I want
it's getting to give me $50. Split between all of us.
I'll buy you Maccas instead.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. So he's basically saying it'll feel better.
No. We need to go back to when you pulled your dick out with your mate.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, I was playing a game, looking down, and he just like took his dick out and just walked past me with his dick out, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and I looked it up, and we laughed, and it was funny. That's the whole story. Right, I don't understand why you don't think
it's funny. Please, for the love of God, if I hear you giggle at the fucking beach one more time, I will fly you home tomorrow.
Why?
You gotta fly him home like a bee?
I will fly you home tomorrow.
Dude, you know, they fly people at home.
I will fly you home tomorrow and buy you a Barry B. Benson fucking plushie and you can fuck that instead of me.
Have you seen the bee movie?
Yes!
It's funny.
No, it's not.
I made a
what the fuck?
Find some B movie branded condoms and send them to you, mate.
I fucking hate my life. Moving on. I like how you say that.
They'll
like
have a
we
little
use...
stinger on the end.
I like
so
how
they just
we. I like how we. I like how we say. I like how you say that as if one, Jared doesn't reach far enough. He is a horse cock. And then two, thinking that we use condoms.
No, but here's the thing. It'll have a little stinger on the end so that goes that little bit further. It'll actually penetrate the cervix.
I need to move on from this conversation. Can we finish this fucking doujin?
I'm trying.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the time that Chico got his dick out with
I
his
did
voice.
Not. I my mic.
Oh,
did.
By the way, really quickly, do we
No,
wait,
only his
really
friend
quickly,
did.
Really
he didn't do
let's
that.
Let's plan on possibly having Shadow on next episode.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, it's the least we could do.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on.
How about this? Anyone that subs to the Shadow tier gets one guest appearance.
Well, there's only one Shadow tier. That's basic.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should make a guest appearance tier.
Alright.
Yeah,
we will vet them,
we need
of
to
course.
Keep finishing this doujin, or I'm going to
lose my
mind.
We need to finish this fucking doujin.
So he's like, it'll be easy. Well, I already said that. It'll be better without a condom. He's like, well, I guess. But no coming inside, that'd be too homo. And he's like, yeah, I got it. More bullshit logic. They fuck raw. And they're like, hey, can
don't
I kiss
in
you?
Your homie, come on them.
Yeah. He's like, hey, can I kiss you? He's like, okay, but just this once. And then he's like, you better pull out since I'm so close. And he's like, this is really bad. And then he comes inside of him, raw. And then he says, he confesses to him in the moment. And it goes into like a monologue about how humanity and its flaws, men are such stupid creatures. When we come inside someone, our instincts take over. So he confesses, which pisses off the bottom. He's like, don't treat me as a replacement for a real woman. Sorry, what?
I can vouch for that. Like the moment when you come, I don't know how it is for women, but for men, I've said some stupid thing when I'm like just like about to come. and then I regret it instantly, and then I just go the fuck home.
Damn.
Can't relate.
And then it was 2 weeks, and then he just randomly popped back up saying, hey, long time no see. He's got a fucking beard and a bulge. And then he says, I'm really sorry about this.
I said horrible. I hate this.
And he said, I'm really sorry about what happened before. And he's literally like, no, perfect. I lost my cool back then. Anyway, do you want to do it again? But only as best friends, okay? They do it again, and then he gets sad.
I like how, no. I like how it says, yeah. But only as best friends, okay? And then it says, God, he's way too fucking cute.
Yeah, he's blatantly suspicious there. That might be a little bit gay.
I'd rather fuck that beer can than that man.
Weak.
Facts.
And so then they're having sex, and then he starts crying, and he's like, I'm so sad. I felt like if I fell in love with you, we couldn't be gullies anymore. I wanted to be with you forever, so I was so scared.
Hang on. Did you go back a page?
Yeah.
If we couldn't be what anymore?
Gullies.
Yeah, it's like friends.
Gullies? What the fuck is a gully?
It's like friends. We couldn't be friends anymore.
That's not what we call gullies down here.
Well... We're not down under.
What do you call gullies?
No, like Ferntree Gully? You know, it's a gully?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, oh, yeah, moving like on! Gully.
And so then they're confessing to each other at the same time. If you're afraid of losing me, then be my lover and stay with me forever. It's cute.
It's beautiful.
They're continuing. I love you. Let's get married. I'll be your bride. Get pregnant. Nice. And then he's saying, well, now that you said all that, don't go back on your word. He's like, I won't. A man never goes back on his word.
Said, I'm glad I have my vomit bucket next to me.
And make sure we're happy together for the rest of our lives.
I hate this doujin so much. I drank so much during that doujin.
Gorgeous. All right. I love that one.
Okay, so just for context, I almost never go anywhere without my vomit bucket because there's no guarantees that I'm not going to at any given time.
All right, ratings. Anyway, what do we got?
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. All right.
Yeah, agreed.
0 out of 10. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. So we're averaging a 5.
Let's go.
We're averaging a 5.
Can I make it a 20 out of 10?
I don't think so. I have not, for the sake of the chart, of the tier list. I have.
Fuck your chart.
Give it a dumb end of 0 dumb out of 10. End of 0 out of 10.
10. 0 out of 10.
All right, fair enough. I think.
Bow. Hi, yeah, so this is the doujin I've brought today. It's called Matoba Risa-chan de Manabu Dobutsu no Koibi. I don't know if I said that right, and I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but, you know, that's just how it is. So the tags for this one are, soul female, nakadashi, bondage, ahagao, defloration, x-ray, impregnation, big penis, pregnant, unusual pupils, inflation, bikake, stomach deformation, bestiality, deep throat, dog, vomit, horse, pig.
Idolmaster fans, please don't cancel us for this.
Please. Yeah, don't cancel us.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna cut that.
So anyway, she's definitely not an idol in any way, so we cannot get cancelled for this. The cover of this is just so fucking good. It has all of the sexual partners that she encounters in this specific doujin. Being the dog on the bottom right, the pig on the bottom left, and the horse in the top left.
Oh god. This doujin is so good, by the way. I love this doujin.
Are you not a fan of my introduction?
I love this doujin.
I love this doujin too. Move on. It's honestly one of my favorites. So I'm just going to read the top right panel word for word. This is the introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. Today our special guest is a current idol who calls herself Sexy Panther. And honestly, she really fucking is. I love her so much. There is not a single thing about her that is that I don't love, honestly. I'd kill my own mother just for a shot at her. Is it extreme, though? Have you seen her? I don't know. Right. Very, very, very legal, by the way.
Yeah, she's very legal. She's not,
She's
40. 18.
Yeah, so she's not 12 at all. She's
18.
She's 18. She's not 12. She's very not 12. She's very not she's canonically just, 12 years old. She's very 18.
I'm blocking
very
out 12.
Not canonically 12. She's very canonically 18. She just has a small stature.
Mm-hmm. She's very canonically not 12.
So basically, you know, it's just an introduction. She doesn't exactly know why she's here, but she's here anyway because money, you know, like 90% are OnlyFans girls. So H2, she's on stage, she's bent over a bit, some guy comes in with a glove, he's lubing her the fuck up, and then they introduce her co-star, one of her co-stars for the evening, the dog. So the dog, first thing he does, he's like, oh shit, he gets erect, he goes up to her, he just fucking rips her panties off. He starts licking her out for a little bit. She still doesn't exactly understand what's going on. And then he shoves his dick in.
She's fucking a dog. She's fucking a dog.
She's such a white girl. She's fucking a dog. See,
this is very based.
It's extremely based. She lost her virginity to a dog. Right, and you'll see,
like most women,
top half of the like most white women, fuck yeah. You'll see in the top half of the page, in the bottom left, it says, "I'll endure it for Papa." She thinks that she's doing this for her dad because she has a very rocky relationship with her dad, and she'll do anything to go see him again. Anyway, so the dog's fucking her. He has torn her hymen into shreds. Lucky cunt, I wish I could have done that. She's now realized what's going on, and her mind is going kind of blank, right? What does this say? No matter how much painkillers you inject into me, it still hurts? Righto. Anyway, dog's fucking her, splurt, splurt, it's filling my belly.
Splurty, splurt!
Splurty, splurt!
Splurty, splurt.
Splurty splurt.
Does someone want to help me out? Because I can't read right now. No, honestly, my eyes are fucked.
T-Jen, just fucking read it.
I'm honestly trying. It must feel awesome. I'm so envious. Fuck, me too. Dog's fucking her. He switched his position. Oh shit, he's spurting even more. I really need to stop drinking when I do this. That's right. Dogs only start coming in this position. Oh shit, he's got a knot.
Oh shit, he does have a knot. The knot is in. Oh god.
Yeah, whenever dogs nut, they knot. That means they're fucking stuck there for a while, actually. I wish I was a dog. Usually they stay in this position for roughly 30 minutes. But this dog is extremely excited, so it may take even longer, right? She's been stuck in that position with a dog inside her for over an hour, right? He pulls out, she just starts gushing. There's still a horse and a pig left, by the way. So after they have a little break, 10 minutes, they introduce the horse, and I'm sure we all know about horse penises here. They're quite long, yes?
Yeah, horse penises are giant. I know from research.
Yes, research. Jared?
So true.
Anyway, horse comes on stage, horse just immediately. Boom. Fucking right in there. Look at the way she throws her fucking head back. She loves this shit. Look at the fucking... the little bulge in her stomach right there. That's...
The stomach bulge is very good.
Yeah.
T-Gen, are you good, bro?
I'm good. I just don't think you understand how much I like this, and I'm trying to restrain myself.
D-Gen, we're right recording now. An episode of the podcast.
That's why I'm restraining myself. Anyway.
Reread it after the podcast ends.
My man,
I'm definitely
you need to drink less.
The horse, you know, unlike a normal horse, is trying to make out with her, so she starts sucking on his tongue. Mm-hmm. Kind of hot, not gonna lie. Anyway, she's getting fucked by this horse, and it's just absolutely fucking destroying her. The horse nuts. Her belly is bulging under his penis. There's also more cum than from a dog. Interesting fact there. You know, horses definitely cum more than a dog does. Mm-hmm. And then he shoves it in her throat.
Chico, I think we need to make Dijon Sturgeon Patreon only.
The whole thing.
Yeah, he's on the edge of nutting the entire time.
I'm not nutting. I mean, nutting. I just... Look, I've seen a mouth. I see a little fang in the top right there. And I'm just...
You're in heat.
I'm more in heat than she is.
Anyways, moving on.
Anyway, she feels sick. I don't know why she does. This is hot. Anyway. So, moving on from the horse. She gave the horse head. Next page. Pig comes in, you know, he gets his fucking nose in there, he rubs it all around. She's saying to herself, it might be easier than a dog and a horse. It won't hurt. Well, guess what? Pig dick longer than a horse. And it really tiny, so it can get in all these little fucking crevices that other things can't. It goes all the way in. It is like a fucking worm that just does not end. Right? All the way into her, fuck.
Womb.
A womb. That's the word for it. She can't handle it. She starts fucking gagging and shit. Judging from her face, this, the second true part of the pig ejaculation has begun. Right? So, the pig has spurted in her. And, I don't know if any of you guys know this. But interesting fact about pig reproduction is that after they nut, they make a little plug so that none of the semen actually pours out of the womb. And there is a almost 100% chance of impregnation.
Perfect.
Exactly. So, obviously, she has more coming her than a human body can handle, and it just starts coming out of her mouth. Because that's how human anatomy works.
Yep.
Hmm? Yeah.
Are you sure she didn't just throw up?
Oh, I'm very sure.
I don't...
I'm very sure. Trust me. Pigs normally ejaculate 300 millimeters of semen. Milliliters.
Millimeters?
I am
millimeters?
So dumb. I wish my dick was 300 millimeters.
All right, can we move on from this now?
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so the pig just keeps fucking her. She basically goes unconscious while it's happening. A little bit later, her stomach is just so fucking deformed right here. Are you seeing this? You see this? You see this?
Yes.
Fuck, I clicked the... I didn't mean to click. Anyway, right? What does it say? This marks the end of the mating show. Well done, Risa-chan. Risa... tell us how mating with three animals felt. You can't experience that with humans, so when will the second show... It hurt like hell, there won't be a second.
Okay, then I'll admit, I fucking like, do not like any of this, but I will say that the little sad faces there in that one panel are fucking hilarious.
Can the someone animals. Crop the sad faces?
Wait, yeah, I'll
just
crop
do a
it.
No
I'll
context post
I'll
on the
it.
ELC
I'll
Twitter?
Crop it. I'll do it right now.
Those faces redeem the entire thing.
What's with those eyes? Well, if I feel like we can do it again, you know. So she feels bad for them, so she'll let them fuck her again. That's just how it works, you know?
You know, as she should.
As she should. Man, I am so glad Dojins are free, because I would have wasted so much of my money on them if they weren't.
So, DJ, what's your rating for
my
this?
Rating? Oh, fucking 9.5.
9.5.
Mmm.
Chico, what's your rating?
I'm gonna give this an even.
No, please cut that. What I just said.
I'm gonna give it a 1.
A 1?
A 1? Why?
I was gonna give it a 0. I went into the last page expecting to give it a 0, but then I saw that pouting face from the fucking animals, and I was like, "All right."
Can you just cut that whole section and say it again? Because I said them things over you that cannot be said.
Yeah, we can.
What did you say, Dijon?
Are we gonna pretend that I didn't say it so you can act surprised again? All right.
Yes.
I'm gonna give it a 1.
What the fuck?
What do you mean a 1?
I went into the last page, or page 24, fully expecting to give this a 0, because I cannot stand this.
Wow.
But,
Pussy.
Yeah, that's fair. But the little pouting face fucking redeemed the entire thing and brought it up to a resounding 1 for me. So that's my final rating, and I refuse to bring it any higher. If I give it a second thought, I'll probably move it down to a 0.5.
So you rated the cross-dressing men having sex with each other higher than you rated this?
Higher than the dog and horse, yes.
DJ, what if his was that?
Yes, I know. But still.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know. Call me a weirdo, but bestiality isn't my thing.
Weirdo.
Anyway, Snail, your rating? Thing.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
Nice, nice. I will also...
What the fuck
I will also give it a 9 out of 10.
What the fuck?
It's so
Are you guys
good.
Fucking
yeah,
serious?
9 out of 10. I love bestiality. 9 out of 10.
Oh my
Same.
Fucking god.
I mean...
This is gonna fuck over the average...
You're the one fucking over the
average.
Yeah,
fuck
at the
you.
I mean, for me, it's like pig and horse, not so much, but the other one, yeah.
Dog?
Ah, snail yeah. wants dog sex. Good to know.
The horse and the pig are the best for me, personally.
Alright, let's please get the fuck out of this and move on.
Bow. But, anyways, I'm gonna end the OBS recording.
Wait, we had to do the outro. We didn't do an outro.
We have an outro?
ELC, that's really a boy. ELC, renting monster toys. ELC, giving biased takes on the worst content from Japan.
She's very canonically not 12.